Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I give you my honest first impression. If you'd like to have your podcast on the show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the giant Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 14.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 149.
And while I go grab that podcast, why don't you take a second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And number 14 is the sports category, and number 149 is the Fight Focus podcast. Here is their description in Apple Podcast. You're a fighter the day you decide to become one. Today could be that day. Buck Grant is a former Muay Thai fighter. I'm going to say I butchered that. Pro MMA fighter, BJJ black belt, and modern day philosopher who is on search of an age-old question. Why do we fight? His guests will cover anything and everything fight-related, from sport combat to self-defense to military and the average person fighting for a well-lived life. In addition, weekly, Buck Grant will do a solo segment called The Wise Warrior, where he will share the philosophical views on well-being and a warrior spirit. The website is thefightfocus.libsyn.com. At least that's what it is in iTunes. And we're going to listen to episode number 5. So this is a fairly brand new show called Anthony Schefferly. And it goes a little something like this.
Will ice baths make you a better fighter? Is CrossFit ideal for mixed martial artists and law enforcement? What is downregulation and why is the lack of it killing our police officers? Eat all fat, eat like a caveman. What the hell should I eat? What's great for optimal performance? Okay. Well, SWAT team cop, CrossFit coach, and nutrition coach Anthony Schefferly and I talk about this and more on The Fight Focus. I met Michael earlier in this year in Indiana when Eli Knight and I taught a workshop at his gym. He's a really smart dude who also happens to look like Thor from the Marvel comic books. As a matter of fact, after our podcast, I ended up hiring him as a nutritional coach to do a personal experiment on myself and for some of my fitness and training goals moving into this year. On the show, we discuss, is CrossFit ideal for law enforcement and fighters? Should all people and athletes do Olympic lifting? Why should we do ice baths and cold showers? The ketogenic diet, this trend and its relation to performance and health. The importance of downregulation and how to optimize it. And much, much more. This podcast is brought to you by the Muay Thai University, which is my instructor training program designed to teach the art of communication and leadership through Muay Thai kickboxing. Our next coach clinic is August 18th and 19th at Fit to Fight in Charlotte, North Carolina. Really excited about that. This is my new hub, my new home base or headquarters. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to learn how to not only do Muay Thai, but how to teach Muay Thai and to be a proper communicator and develop your teaching and leadership ability. Great stuff. Looking forward to it. If you are interested in registering for this, go to www.buckgrant.com and register there.
All right. We're 2 minutes in.
This podcast is also brought to you by the Hard Ready Experience. October 5th through 7th will be a 3-day event here at
Charlotte, North Carolina.
This event will be taught by SWAT team officers, former SF members, mixed martial arts fighters like myself, martial artists, and various teachers through different walks of life. And the general theme is emotional toughness and mental toughness through the combative arts. I've been a member of this organization, this event, since its inception. We did Hard Ready One, I believe that was a year and a half ago, and it was one of the most impactful experiences I ever had. I taught at it, and then I took the course just like all the instructors there. And that's a very unique experience, having the instructors who teach a course actually participate in it as students. Really, really great time. If you want to participate in that, go to www.hardready.com and register there.
All right.
Without further ado, here is Anthony Schefferle on The Fight Focus.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Fight Focus. I am here with Anthony Schefferle. I met Anthony. How long ago was that, man? Like a couple of months ago in
the double intro.
Man, it's probably, yeah.
All right. So for episode 5, this is not bad. Couple things I would work on, and these are simple. I have a hard time knowing when you're transitioning. At the beginning, you ask like 3 questions. And then you ask some more. And then for a second, I thought you were doing an ad. And I was like, no, he's just asking more questions. So, and then you did something that was cool. You just paused. And then you went into a sponsor. So you don't always have to have transition music. But you could have said, before we get to the interview, let me tell you about our sponsor if you want to transition. You don't have to do that. But I thought it was cool that you just paused. You can do that. It did. Again, it wasn't quite as smooth a transition, but it worked. The other thing, you have echo on your podcast. I don't know. I think, and I'm guessing here, obviously, and again, realize I'm listening through the ears of a podcaster, that you have some serious compression going on your microphone that is raising the background noise because you, and again, listening through the ears of a podcaster through headphones, you have fairly obvious mouth noises. Not a ton to be distracting, but I heard them. And you just have this really quick slap back echo, which could just be from your room. That's fine. Not horrible audio by any means, but it was something like, there's a lot of echo going on here. And you did the thing at the beginning. You're like, this guy does this. He looks like Thor. He does the blah, blah, blah. You've already introduced him. So when you say without further ado, and for the record, when you say long story short, you're still making the long story longer. You could just say, here's my conversation with Anthony Schefferle. And the next thing I shared here is, Anthony, thanks for coming on the show. And then Anthony goes, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then bam, right into your question, because you've already introduced him once. So that would be that. The other thing is, your episode titles are just Anthony Schefferle. Why not? What's the one takeaway that we learned from Anthony? So this is not really something I go into. This is bonus content. Your titles of just the name, unless somebody's looking for Anthony Schefferle, but if it said something like how I can, you know, whatever, eat like a caveman and lose weight or something, you know, Anthony Schefferle interview, you could do that. Also, this is more bonus content. Number one, I'm assuming you have a real website. Not that your Libsyn website is not a real website, but even on that, when I go to thefightfocus.libsyn.com, you have no subscribe buttons. If you go into your Libsyn account, go into settings, edit show settings, you can put in the links to your iTunes, your Stitcher, your TuneIn, all those places, and those will show up on your website so people can subscribe. They'll also show up on the player. And if you want to host your files at Libsyn, use the coupon code SOPFREE, and that will get you a free month. So all in all, for episode 5, not bad. Couple things I would tweak. I like the fact that you dropped, like, I worked with him when we were teaching a class. That's a cool way to let people kind of give you some street cred without just blatantly saying, I've done all this stuff. So I thought that was cool. But for an episode 5, I thought this was fine. You just did the dreaded double intro. That was it. So if you'd like to have your podcast right here, get a little extra exposure for your show, where can you get exposure for your show for $5? Simply go to podcastrodeoshow.com. Keep in mind that next week I will be in Philadelphia. I will be inducted into the Academy of Podcasters Hall of Fame. And so I won't be doing any new shows next week unless you guys give me a bunch of shows to review from now till Friday. So as I record this, it's Wednesday, July 18th. If you want to get your podcast on the show next week, go over to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and I will have plenty of things to record ahead of time. Otherwise, next week, there may not be any shows, as I'll be busy at Podcast Movement. If you're at Podcast Movement, please stop by the Libsyn booth. That's where I'm actually going to be most of the time. I'll also be speaking at 10 o'clock on Thursday with Jeff Brown from Read to Lead. And then, of course, Thursday night, I'll be at the Academy of Podcasters Hall of Fame ceremony being inducted. So if you want your show in soon, podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.